The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi. Your host. for the next hour and a half, something like that. Been running around like a headless chicken, but I am here, full in effect. I am live on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, so you can connect with me through there. Do remember also as well that this podcast also can be listened to on Apple, Spotify, Google, all the podcast channels. You can find the Lunar Lounge podcast there, quite active. So welcome to the show. If you are listening to the show for the first time, it's an astrological show. It's astrologically centered, astrologically orientated. But we speak about everything: philosophy, mythology, psychology, tarot, or everything. It's all here. It's all part of the esoteric family subjects, but it tends to be more astrological centered, as you can gather, the galaxy all around me and stuff. It is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. I'm here. I'm munching on some, blueberries. I was going to say blackberries then. Blueberries. You know me. I'm always munching on something. Moon in Taurus. And I'm also munching on some, tangerine. I don't know. I've got a thing for fruits. Shouldn't we all? Part of the five a day, isn't it? Shout out to everybody who is here. Mason, all the way from New York, is in the building. We've got, how do I pronounce that? Is it Fitrian? We've got, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Nuobo? Oh, God. Mr. Banji's in the building. Wagwan fam. I love that. That is wonderful. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. We've got Faye here. See it right there. Jackie's in the building. Michelle is in the building. Tiffany, good day to you, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Jackie's saying, I'm watching this on landscape. Good afternoon, all. And Yvette is in the building. Now, I don't know, people, there's been this new, update on this platform, which I use to obviously, you know, do my show. And it sort of like gives two options. Even on my screen right now, as I'm looking at you on my computer screen, I'm seeing two, there's two kind of separate screens. So one's portrait and one's landscape. They both work, but I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, I'm assuming that most of you are watching me on your phone. But still, I suppose you can watch landscape on the phone and it probably gives you a better view when it's landscape. But some of you are also seeing me portrait. Now, what I'm trying to get my head around is, now it's telling me that I've got both, right? So on some platforms, I think that it's better or you've only got one option, but on some other platforms, you've got another. I think you have an option of choosing whether you want portrait or landscape. And I don't quite know how to do it, but I know that that is the, that's the thing. You do have an option. So I think some people are watching me landscape and some of you are watching me portrait, something like that. Yvette saying, yep, portrait watching on iPad. So it's annoying that there's no option to choose. Huh. I think there is. Because you're watching on YouTube. I think if you go back to the YouTube, I think if you go to the YouTube channel, you have an option of picking. So try that one out, Yvette. I'm sure that is the case. Michelle is saying, I see two different videos in YouTube, one portrait and one landscape. There you go, Yvette. So there is an option. You can choose. You can exercise your free will. Yeah, because you see, even at my end, it asks me if I want, and I put both options there so people can choose which one they want. So that's essentially how it is. Yvette is saying, not for me. I think you have to kind of go back to the Lunar Lounge. You've got to go to the main page. I think if you go back to the Lunar Lounge main page on the YouTube, there you will see the option there. You'll see one portrait and one landscape. So you have to come out. You might have to come out. You might have to close it, come out, and then go to my YouTube page, the main page, where you subscribe and all that stuff. And it will show that obviously I'm live.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And then you should have both options. You should do, but I could be wrong. Maybe there's another setting. I don't know. See right there says, I can hear better with portrait. Really? It changes the sound quality as well? Bloody hell. What the heck is going on here? Talk about updates. Good afternoon to you, pretty. How are you doing? Hope you're well. Hope you and the family are well. I was, not physically speaking, but, you know, messaging. We were messaging each other. Dinah this morning, interestingly enough. So, hope you're all good. Jack saying, yes, there are two options. Yeah, that's what I thought. Check it out, Yvette. I think you might be missing something here. I didn't know about the sound, though. Me sounding better on portrait than landscape. What's going on there? I don't know. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We'll be looking at where the planets are, what's coming up over the next few weeks. Tarot card of the week that will be coming towards the end of the show, alongside any announcements. Competition time! That will be coming up later in the show also as well, and I'll be posing another question. What else I was going to talk about? What's the weather like where you are? What is the news? What's been going on? I suspect it's the usual suspects. Jack saying, but I can't see the messages on the portrait chat. You can't win with this, can you? You can't win. There's always something. They should have just left it alone. Let me have my landscape and keep it as that. But no. Someone's got to get too smart. Okay. What has been happening on the news? People spending even more time online now than during the pandemic. Really? Hey, yeah, it gets like that. Man grabbed Ariana Grande, kicked out of Lady Gaga concert. Oh, God, we're not concerned with that. What is this? Humans cuddle up to meerkats in the monogamy rankings. Really? What is this one? This is interesting. A sperm donor who unknowingly harbored a genetic mutation that dramatically raises the risk of cancer has fathered at least 197 children. Who is this? Genghis Khan? Oh, God, it's crazy. What else are we looking at here? Pioneering new treatment reverses incurable blood cancer in some patients. Yeah, interesting. What else have we got here? Anything else? No, nothing else really. The usual, by the looks of it. What's this? Trump to force all foreign tourists to provide 5 years of social media history before entering the US. Now, Trump. Mr. Donald Trump, I know that you listen to this show. How does that make any kind of sense? Yeah, he does listen to this show. Yeah, of course you do. Don't you, do you not?
President that God ever created.
Exactly. You're the greatest president and you listen to the show. But listen, Trump to force all foreign tourists to provide 5 years of social media history before entering the US. Please. I'm going to the US next year. Got a conference I've got to attend. So I've got to provide 5 years of my social media history. Really? That's interesting. This one's an interesting one. Nostradamus and Baba Vanga's chilling predictions for 2025. Oh, so they are looking at that should be quite interesting. So apparently Nostradamus and Baba Vanga. Do you know who all know who Baba Vanga is? We all know who Nostradamus is. Very, very popular person. Of the 16th century, isn't it? Yeah, 16th century. He was an astrologer. I have tremendous respect for. He was an astrologer. He was a psychic also as well. But Baba Vanga is this Bulgarian psychic who said who's said to make these magnificent predictions. Yeah. there's been quite a few that didn't come to pass, such as they would never be a 45th president, which happens to be Donald Trump. what is this? So Baba Vanga, who became household name for forecast producers. So what do they say 2025 was about? Baba Vanga supposedly saw the terrorist attack of 9/11, and she saw the spread of COVID-19. Okay. What else? So what do they say about 2025? I'm trying to go through here, trying to find out. Surely they is the war going to end? Okay, are they predicting about Putin and the war? I need to read this. It's a lot here. Just trying to see what the Do you hear this? Supposedly they're saying that the end of the war is soon on the horizon. Really? Is that something that they saw? Really? A war coming to an end? Please. Hold on. One of Baba Vanga's prophecies for 2025, which predicted that humans would make contact with alien life. Really? but give me a break, mate. I'm not buying that one. Give me something a bit more concrete, please. Alien life. And they're trying to say NASA's also, alien life. Like I say, when you show me a video which is clear, we're in 2025 and someone still can't show me a clear video of these UFOs. Show me a clear image. It's clear when I'm watching Men in Black or when I watch any sci-fi movie. It is what it is. Hello, everyone. Who is this? I can't remember who's... I know who it is, but I don't know who it is, if you get what I mean. Shout out to Florence. Send him all your podcasts. He listens every week. She is blind, Baba Vanga. Yeah, that's right. The Bulgarian psychic who claims that we're going to have alien life. We're in 2025. Really? Really? Banji's saying it might depend on how up to date your device is. He's speaking about the the selection of having portrait or landscape. So Yvette, is your device up to date? Do you have the latest iPad, produced by Apple? Shout out to Estelle in the great city of California. How are you doing, my dear? Great to have you here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. We've got Dylan also in the building as well. I'll be bringing up the charts for the moment, but we'll be looking at the next couple of weeks, where the planets are going. What else is in the news? Is there anything planetary, they're also suggesting here that this
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Entering the colder seasons for us in the Northern Hemisphere. And there's more of a chance of, catching the flu. Yeah. I think they're just trying to send warning shots about COVID. Shout out to Monsters. Piwa. Shout out to James. How you doing, my man? You know what? This morning, James, I just, it did come to my mind last week. But your last text, which you sent in the group, I still haven't answered it. If you're wondering what I'm eating, by the way, blueberries and a tangerine. Keeping it healthy on this show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Hope you are all good. So Yvette's saying, okay, so problem solved. However, it shows 6 watching on portrait and 2 on landscape. Bloody hell. What the heck is going on here? Yvette's saying, I can't see Faye and Tiffany. And you want to be able to see... Tiffany says, I think aliens have been here long time and can shapeshift to look human as they are far more advanced than us. Really? Are you sure about that?
That is correct.
Okay, if you say so. I ain't buying it. The only aliens here on Earth is us. Aliens. Yeah, right. I think this is human nature. We've science is a reflection of religion. It's a direct reflection. And the same way we look at certain aspects of religion to connect with something higher or greater than oneself, deity, God, call it as you wish, the same way we do in science. We're looking for something more advanced, something out there. So it's got to be alien. Yeah, right. Pyramids, Stonehenge, phenomenal buildings, all built by man. Ain't no aliens. Show me one. Or now you can't show me one. You can show me some fuzzy little picture of something going through the air, which is more likely to be a test balloon. NASA or somebody carrying out a project, one of Elon Musk projects. That's all that is. Jackson saying, yeah, it's weird. You'd think there would be one chat. Yeah, I would have thought there'd be one chat. Jack says, 7 watching. My device updated, but still shows both landscape and portrait. Might be a setting at your end. I don't think so. Although you could be right. But I do recall when I do set it, I do allow for both. So yeah. Are they talking about humanoid robots, maybe? Well, if you're talking about humanoid robots, it's man-made. So we're back to square one again. And we couldn't really refer to robots as aliens, per se. Because they're not from another dimension. They were here. We create them here on Earth. We create them to look human because so that we can, you know, it's better interaction. We can interact much better. I don't know. I'm not buying this alien stuff. Like I say, I believe it when I see it. Mind you, it makes a great movie. Tiffany says, arrogant to think that Earth is the only planet with living beings. That's not what I said. I did not say such a thing. I did not say that Earth is the only, not at all. I subscribe to the idea that there is life everywhere. Everywhere, every planet, everywhere, everywhere. There is life everywhere as far as I'm concerned. So no, that's not what I said. I said there ain't no aliens visiting here in some spaceship. That's what I'm saying. And I feel as a human beings very often are always trying to attribute things to something out there. We project human abilities, powers out there to something that, because sometimes we don't have a direct rational explanation, which is totally understandable, and we just project it out there and we say, oh, yeah. We don't know how they built the pyramids because they didn't leave no pictures. There's not a single picture in the whole of Egypt of anybody building a pyramid, not lifting a brick. Right? So, you know, so things like that, it's like, well, how did they build it? Right? So it's like, had to be aliens. No, they were just great builders and great mathematicians. That's what the Age of Taurus was all about. And they did it well. And they did it in South America too. There's a big giant pyramid under the water in China. Bet you didn't know about that one. I'm not buying that. It's all down here. So, Tiffany's saying, I think they can teleport here because they have more evolved minds to do so. Yeah, maybe. I'm not saying it can never or is not there. I'm just saying I'm not accepting it at the moment. I need to see more proof. Jack saying there are pyramids all over the world. That is correct. So, and as far as I'm concerned, they were all built by humans. We did it. Not some extraterrestrial. We are the extraterrestrials. Enough about extraterrestrials. Let's go to the astrology. Maybe we'll find why. Shout out to, is it Seniflu? Seniflu, who joined. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. I didn't know about the one in China. I didn't know about the one below water in China. Oh yeah, it's a big one. There's one below. There's one under the water in China, twice the size of the one in Giza. Yeah, funny world. I mean, I'm open to the whole idea of Atlantis and Sumeria and advanced civilizations that went to war and got destroyed or sank beneath the waters of the oceans. Yeah, I'm very much open to that. But not extraterrestrials. Just not yet. I need a bit more convincing. I think it's my moon in Taurus. It is what it is. Listen, let's go to the chart of the moment and let's see what is happening. No, that's not what I needed. I needed to, share my screen. Bear with me a momento. What's it going to be? So that's what I'm sharing. Share. Here we go. And we got the moon in Virgo. We got a perfected moon. See? Moon in Virgo. I want the facts. Give me the details. But I hear you. Moon is in Virgo. What's it doing in Virgo? Is it doing anything? No. You are going to be making a square to Venus and the sun soon, but not doing much in Virgo there. You're just kind of all alone, wondering. It is what it is. Okay, so let's have a look at what is happening. A bit of Sagittarius energy here with Venus, Sun, and Mars in Sagittarius at this precise moment. We see Mercury here is coming to the end of Scorpio. So he's getting ready to move back into Sagittarius again. That should be in the next, 2 days? In the next day and a half at least. But right about now, we've got Mercury opposing Uranus. That's why we're talking about aliens. Mercury.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Opposing Uranus. See? Uranus is very alien orientated. Yeah, you ain't gonna get more alien than that. So that's why we're talking about aliens. Mercury opposing Uranus, exact. I've got to take a little bit of water. You know me, Cancer rising. So that's where the alien talk's all coming from. It's Mercury opposing Uranus, and I'm saying, like, show me the facts, Mercury. Let it make sense. Let it add up. But you guys are going with the Uranus and saying, hey, aliens do exist. I think we need to come together. There needs to be a balance of some sort. But yeah, I didn't say that there's no life on other... I truly believe that they are. But, you know, it's just the aliens coming here. You know, and if aliens were, if there are aliens who are advanced more than us, and I'm not saying they're not, but if they are and they have the technology and the know-how how to get to Earth, why would you want to come here? Really? I think this is the last place I'd want to come. What would I want to come here for? What am I doing? I've got all the advancement. I've got all the, you know, it kind of like... Got to question these things. It is what it is. So, what else is happening? We still got the trine with Jupiter and Saturn, although Jupiter's moving retrograde. What else is happening here? Mars. Mars is square Saturn. Slow but steady energy for this week. This is a period where, I mean, it's separating now. It was exact a few days ago. But Mars square Saturn is really about slowing down, not being impatient, not being impulsive, making calculated moves. It's a great time to really develop some growth, maybe on some project or anything that you've been working on. It's a steady kind of energy. Mars square Saturn, but it's separating now, and Mars is starting to square Neptune. We're having a Mars square Neptune. Now that tends to, you know, Mars square Neptune tends to, Neptune tends to take the edge off Mars. Neptune tends to dissolves Mars's sharpness. It can, anybody here who's got Mars, Neptune aspect, any aspect, because this is for you. Any Aries or Scorpios out there as well, or Aries rising, Scorpio rising, you could well be feeling the effects of this, meaning like you're feeling extra sensitive, extra sensitive. You're feeling a little bit low on energy, you know, because Mars, Neptune, Mars energies get sapped. You're a bit scattered, meaning you're a bit all over the place. This is what Mars Neptune essentially does. So for anybody of you who've got that Mars Neptune actually in your chart, regardless of the aspect, you will be picking that up. So yeah. I'm just looking here at the chat because Jack's saying there are also inscriptions all over the world of beings coming from the sky to share knowledge. Oh, we're back to the alien stuff again. Yeah, again, you are correct. There are many inscriptions. Sorry, let me take this back. If you go amongst, don't worry, I'm coming back to Mars, Neptune. If you go to any cosmology, any mythology, cosmology of any culture on planet Earth, they all, I repeat, they all speak about coming from another world, whether it's the deities, gods or goddesses or creator or first human being. They all speak about coming from another world. What I say is, it's not literal. It's symbolic. And, you know, as humans, we're very good at taking symbolic knowledge and literalizing it. But yes, you are correct, Jackie. There is. Everywhere you go, amongst the Dogons, the Yoruba, the ancient Egyptians, the Babylonians, Chaldeans, the Greeks, the Romans, South Americans, Aztecs, Mayan, Incas, the Vedas, I don't care where you go, China, Japanese, I don't care. You go amongst the Aborigines, Australians, wherever culture you go, they all speak about coming from another world. The Zulus, everywhere you go. I need some proof. I just need to see a ship, a clear one. It is what it says. Tiffany says, my baby's moon sign. I think you're talking Virgo. I've got to do better hydrating. Thanks for a reminder. Faith says, did you hear what Trump said about Europe and the mayor of London? That wasn't recent. He's always had a go at the mayor. Well, sorry, let me take that back. The mayor of London had a go at Donald Trump. I don't know. People think they're smart asses. Let me tell you something. The moment a politician goes after another politician, you're not a good politician. You are not a good politician. The moment, and especially when you're targeting them and not necessarily their policies. If you're having a go at their policies, that might be one thing. But once you start calling names and start saying, well, such and such is like that, and they're an idiot for saying that, and then shows me that you're not a good politician. And a lot of British politicians have said not so nice things about Donald Trump. Why? Because they thought they were smart. They thought that he wouldn't get back in the White House. Some of them thought he would never become president in the first place. Now look, you dummy. Learn how to make alliances. Yeah, so Sadiq Khan has got chat. Have you got Mayor of London? Have you seen London? Trying to raise enough money, I want to come the hell out of London. That's what you've turned London into, mate. Sadiq Khan, you ain't got no talk about nowhere. Anywho, yeah, so he decided to have a go at that. And then Donald Trump laid it in on him as well and said, he's not a good mayor. He's very bad for London, you know. What you don't realize of that, Donald Trump, is he always wins.
I got to get rid of them. I got to win against them.
Exactly. You tell him, Donald. Unless he said something else new about Europe and the mayor of London, wouldn't surprise me. What's his name? David Lammin. And I like David Lammin. I think he's all right. I quite like David Lammin. I do. I think he's a decent bloke. But why? Why? You think you're smart and think you've got something on somebody, but you ain't. And now you're the foreign minister. You've got to deal with him. How dumb does that look? Yeah, right. Yeah, man. That's what you get, man. Trump's going to cut you off, man. Tiffany's saying they came for damage control to prevent us from destroying Earth. Yeah, right. All these nice sound fancies. Don't you worry about destroying Earth. We can never destroy Earth. I repeat, never. Earth will take care of herself. Mother Earth always has, always will. She is the mother. Trust me, she knows best. Tiffany's saying, Scorpio rising. I have Neptune in Sag, square Mars in Pisces. I like the way people just, they just bring their whole charts like, don't they? The Neptune transit, my Natal is Mars. Okay, Sag. Okay, so you do have Neptune squaring Mars. Yeah. Well, you will feel this one. We're going to be having this one for about the next week.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Jack says, I didn't say aliens. Okay, apologies. You didn't say aliens. Sounded like you were alluding to aliens. Yvette was saying, yes, it was recent. What, another one? That means he had another go. What did he say this time? but we all know that, don't we? We all know what? He was speaking about yesterday at an interview. Oh, God. I want to see that one. Faye says, he gets in my nerves. Not on your nerves, in your nerves. Are you talking about Khan? Oh, you're talking about Khan. You're talking about getting on your nerves. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know how. Listen, let me keep my mouth shut. Yvette saying, London is terribly sad news now. Makes me sad. It is. It's my hometown. Born and raised. But nah, I want to get out right now. Seriously. And I really mean that. Donald Trump is the worst thing for the world. I disagree, Michelle. But, you know, we can have our differences. I'm not saying he's an angel by any means. But I don't think he's the worst. I tell you. You've had a lot more worse presidents than Trump. But people like the disguise stuff. They're like, you like the showman stuff. Of course you do. Don't talk to me about David Lammin, my local MP. Sent him an email in 2019. All now. Yvette, I don't know. Try again. Maybe your email got lost. Can't just send one. Or go to his office. Normally, MPs are quite good. They're quite in touch with the down-to-earth stuff. I can't see anyone's chat. Oh, God, you can't see anyone's chat. But I'm reading it out. Shout out to Martina. How you doing? Bonjour. Geraldine is in the building. How you doing, Geraldine? Hope you are well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. All this stuff. People watching, landscape watching. Anyway, back to the chart. As I was saying, Mars square Neptune. So Mars square Neptune, like I said, it's all going to be about piping it down. So it's quite interesting. We have the Mars Saturn, which is really about hard work. It's about channeling one's energy in a very slow, constructive, concentrated way. Really sort of like, and then Mars square Neptune is like, let it all out. That's the energy that we're dealing with right now. So Mars is squaring Neptune right now as we speak. And Neptune is stationed about to go direct as I'm doing this show. Woohoo! Anywho, let's start to see what's going on. Tomorrow, Mars starts to perfect that square. The square Mars, this is going to be on the 14th. 14th of December, right? On Sunday, coming, is where Mars is going to be perfect his square to Neptune. But it's happening now. It's building up. So for those of you who are Aries rising, Scorpio rising, for those of you who have a Mars square, if you have a Mars square Neptune in your chart, but if you just have a Mars Neptune aspect, even if it's a conjunction, square, sextile opposition, you will feel the effects of that. Right? So do watch out for that one. Also on the 14th, we're going to have the sun. The sun is going to be square. It's going to be square Saturn. One of the reasons why we're probably going to be hearing a lot about Donald Trump is because Donald Trump is a Gemini. I believe his sun is around about 22 degrees of Gemini. So it's being squared at the moment by Saturn. Saturn is squaring his sun. So he's probably feeling a little bit pressured, probably feeling a little bit, you know, but yeah. So he's probably got his own difficulties. He's got to be coping with. However, on the 14th, we're going to be having sun again building up to that square to Saturn. Let's just go back a bit. Mercury moves into Sagittarius on the 11th of December. That's tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow, Mercury is going to be moving into Sagittarius. So on the 14th, on the 14th, on the, is it going to be on the 14th, 15th? 14th, 15th. On the 15th, Mars, the planet Mars, is going to move into the sign of Capricorn, where he is exalted. We're going to have an exalted Mars. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. This is going to be on the 15th of December. So what else? The sun builds up to square Saturn. That square to Saturn is going to be perfected on the 16th, 17th, which is next week, Wednesday, while I'm doing my show, 16th, 17th of December. We're going to have sun square Saturn. I better be prepared for that show. So things might seem a bit heavy. Be prepared for a little bit of heaviness. A little bit. Just before Christmas, right? My phone is ringing. And I'm just looking at the number. And it says at the top, suspected scam. It's a 033 number. And it says suspected scam. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot for that one. Is this a feature in iPhone for the security? Goodbye, scammer. No, I am not answering. I am doing my podcast. Okay. Venus. As the sun is squaring Saturn, Venus is also building up to make a square to Saturn. People, this is a week before Christmas. Speaking about a week before Christmas, isn't Christmas Thursday this week? So I'm going to be doing my podcast on Christmas Eve. I might well be singing some Christmas songs, Christmas carols. I'll make my own version, shan't I? Why not? Anyway, Venus is coming up to square Saturn. You know what this means, innit? People are not buying as much for Christmas this year. Yep, I repeat. People are not buying as much for Christmas. So if any of you are expecting any expensive gifts, think again. Sorry to be a bit of a Grinch to the children. You might not be getting that toy which you wanted. Yeah, Santa is short on stock this year. Santa is short on presents. That's what that's about. So, yeah, be mindful. Anywho. What's been someone saying I can't see it on the chat. Yvette saying I sent him more than one email. So you sent David Lammy more than one email. Oh god, you might have to go down the office. Michelle is saying, hope he has a nighttime chart. She's referring to Donald Trump because he's having a hard transit from Saturn. No, he doesn't. He has a daytime chart. So Mars is the one that he needs to watch out for. He's the gift that keeps on giving. May said, haha, at least they identified the scammers, so you don't have to waste any of your time trying to figure out who they were. Yeah, exactly. Tiffany's saying he's a Sagittarius moon too. That's correct. He's actually born on a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius, a total one as well, a total lunar eclipse. Yep, Donald Trump was born under. You better believe it. King Charles was also born on an eclipse. Yeah, it is what it is. Shout outs to Paula, Alchemy Astrology. Shout out to Hannah Marshall. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Beauty of his goodness. What a name. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Beauty of his goodness. I love that one. Yeah. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Wow. Beauty of his goodness says. wow. What are you saying wow to exactly? Zipporah. What a name. The high priestess is in the building. Zipporah, you know. Where are you guys getting these names? Don't mess with Zipporah. Do you guys know who Zipporah?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, need to go and read about your Moses story. What a name. That is a powerful name. Yeah. Miss Scarzi is in the building. Hannah Marshall said, being born on a full moon lunar eclipse is the only thing Trump plus I, the only thing Trump and I have in common. Really? But is it a, but is it the same sign? His is a full moon or lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. Is yours in Sagittarius? That's the question. You probably got it in different signs. It could be in the same one, maybe. It's possible. So that's the only thing you have in common. I take it you would like to have his bank balance as well, by the sounds of things, Hannah Marshall. Who wouldn't? But yeah, he's got moon in Sagittarius. That is correct. Let's get back to this chart. What is going on with this chart? So again, Christmas is not looking expensive this year, is it? This is the 17th. We're going to have sun squaring Saturn like a week before Christmas. All right. Okay. Hold on a minute. Let's push it forward. Let's have a look here. Boom. Boom. Well, all right, hold on a minute. Let's go back a bit. Let's get this right. We're going to have a new moon, people. We're going to have a new moon. Well, for us in places like UK or people who are more east side of the world, we will be having a new moon in Sagittarius on the 20th of December. Some of you who are on the East Coast of the United States and definitely the West Coast will be experiencing it on the 19th, in the latter evening on the 19th. So that side of the world will experience on the 19th. UK, other places, Africa, Asia, will be having it on the 20th. So 19th, 20th, we've got a new moon in the sign of Sagittarius, planting those new seeds. However, this new moon is going to be square Neptune and Saturn. Yeah. Interesting. So that's going to be on Saturday, the 20th of December, is where we're going to be having that. And also while it's taking place, Venus is in the mix. Venus is actually going to be conjunct the new moon in Sagittarius. But Venus is going to be square Saturn. This is on the 20th. People ain't shopping. People are not spending their money this year. I bet you they're not spending the money. So we're going to have a new moon in Sagittarius on the 20th. Time to get into that space and meditate. Affirmations, prayers. What are you planting? This is going to be the last new moon of 2025. The last new moon of 2025. This is going to be it. Interesting. We've had the last full moon of 2025, didn't we? The one that just passed in Gemini. Full moon in Gemini that we just had. That is the last full moon of 2025. This is going to be the last new moon of 2025. However, it's got a bit of hardship there. It's square Neptune. This is interesting. This is something that you don't really want to hear. Stay away from the alcohol. However, this is a few more days before the festive season. So coming up to the festive season, stay away from the alcohol, people. We're going to have a new moon and it's square Neptune. Sun square Neptune. Let's go back to days. Venus will square Saturn exactly on the 21st. On the 21st of December. Now, let us see. On the 21st of December. There we go. We enter the winter solstice. The longest night of the year, shortest day, for us in the Northern Hemisphere. Interesting. There's going to be a Sun-Mars conjunction, though. A lot of energy. That might heat things up a little bit. So on the 21st, Venus will be square Saturn. This is about money management. This is about being disciplined with finances, cutting your coat according to your size. This is what this is all about. Venus squared Saturn. I tell you, don't go and buy nothing big this year. I bet you won't be anyway. You're not going to be in the mood. Amy's saying, anytime there's a celebration in sight, you warn us about alcohol. What's going on? Am I spoiling your party? It's only the few days coming up to Christmas, 21st. You want to be careful with that one. Hannah Marshall saying, no, I'm a Cancerian. Yes to the bank balance. Okay. When you say yes to the bank balance, are you saying yes, you do share that in common with Donald Trump? If you do, care to spare me, an extra £1 million? Surely you've got it. Mason is saying, we spent all our money on Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, God. The way she even said it. We spent all our money on Thanksgiving dinner, love. I like that one. That's a good one. There you go. So you've spent all your money. You probably spent the money when Venus was in Scorpio, having that lovely trine with Jupiter. That's probably and trine in Saturn as well. It's probably where you spent the money. Yeah. Nobody buying this year. Don't look like it. Hannah Marshall saying, the last full moon of the year on the 4th of December was a powerful one. It was. It was indeed. Mars was in the mix, wasn't it? You had Mars there in Sagittarius hovering around. It was very powerful. I totally agree, Anna. It was a powerful one. I felt it, yeah. Couldn't sleep that night. Let's go back to the chart. So, yeah, so Sun moves into Capricorn on the 21st. Shout out to you, Capricorn people. You know, round of applause. However, we are still in the month of Sagittarius. We got to let the Sagittarians celebrate, man. So Venus is squaring Saturn on the 21st. Maybe as she starts to wane, 21st, 22nd. So I bet you any money people start, and this is quite typical a bit of people anyway, isn't it? So people will start shopping a bit more, maybe on the 22nd, 23rd. Right? 22nd, 23rd. Let's have a look. Yeah. When it starts to separate. But then Venus is going to start squaring Neptune. And Venus is going to square Neptune exact on the 23rd, 24th. 24th is a Wednesday, so I'll be doing my podcast on Christmas. Better go and find my Christmas jumper and my elf hat. But, I mean, Venus square Neptune, people. I don't know. Be careful what you're buying, man. Venus square Neptune, Christmas. Be careful. People will probably start to... Yeah, you can start getting the drinks out here, I guess. And guess what? Is it actually on the 25th? On the 25th of December, on Christmas Day, Venus moves into Capricorn. So then we're going to have Venus, Sun, Mars, all in Capricorn. So we're getting a lot of Capricorn energy here. Capricorn season. I like it. That's going to be on Christmas Day, 2 weeks from today. Yeah, I think I'm going to leave the news right there with Venus moving into Capricorn. But I would say definitely...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
From that 18th, 19th, yeah, people are not spending. They are not spending. I repeat. Not a lot of money is being... it's been utilized. People are hanging on to their money. And people are, I suppose people are every year a little bit concerned about what's the new year bringing? Don't worry about it. We'll live. I did say I'm doing a talk on 2026. I still haven't fully got the date and the time yet, but definitely next week I will have it. So for any of you who wish to join, it's going to be a nice evening, and we're going to be looking at what 2026 is looking like from an astrological, numerological, Chinese astrological perspective. So yeah, Faye saying Christmas Day is Thursday, not Wednesday. No, Christmas Eve is Wednesday. So I'll be doing my podcast on Christmas Eve. So yeah, cool stuff. So yeah, 2026. And for those of you who are members, I think you get it at a very cheap rate. Extremely cheap. So yeah, cool stuff. What's that? Labour taking people's money. Yvette saying, Labour? Are Labour taking people's money? It's not supposed to be like that. Ain't it meant to be the other way around? Aren't they meant to be squandering money and throwing money around? That's what they tend to do. Shout out to Taye. How you doing? Anna Marshall saying, I would love £1 million. Hopefully the universe is listening. Yeah, I'm with you. Universe, kindly send us £1 million. Only to me and Hannah. That's it. by the time I've shared that out, there'll be nothing left anyway, would there? Anywho, let's leave it right there and get back to the chat. What is it? Competition time. Competition time. Let's go to the emails and let's see what has happened here. Hold on. Yep, let's go to the thing. Five people. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five people entered. I don't know. That's an easy question. I thought there'd be millions of you. Anywho, last week. I need to let me take down the Luna Lounge and put my name. And let's bring up the email as well. So what it is, I ask a question every week, and first person to inbox me the following Wednesday at midnight gets to be the proud winner of £30. Not much. Can buy you a drink. Can buy you a bottle of alcohol for the festive season coming up. So last week's question was the two planets which govern or rule associated with dolphins. We all like a dolphin, don't we? Of course we do. Actually, did I say there was five people? In a way, it's four. Rules are rules. You know where I'm going with this. Rules are rules. Okay, first in. First person who emails in. Karen. Karen emails in and says, Israel, hope you're well. Hope you had an amazing week. I'm guessing Mars and Venus rule dolphins. That is Karen. Okay. Second comes in. Surya. I can never pronounce your name. Surya comes in. Good day, Israel. The planet which rules dolphins is Venus and Jupiter. Okay. Then comes in Amy. Amy comes in competition time. I think dolphins are ruled by Venus and the moon. Okay. Then Christian. Christian comes in, Venus and Jupiter. Hesitantly say that. He's saying it hesitantly, meaning he's not too sure. I have the feeling you'll say Mercury, as dolphins are intelligent animals. They are intelligent, aren't they? Yeah. We'll stick with Venus and Jupiter. Okay. And who we got here? Eamon. Eamon then comes in. You all came in on the midnight button, by the way. The two planets which are associated with are Venus and Jupiter. So you said Venus and Jupiter also as well. So three of you got it correct and two of you didn't. So Number one, Karen, I've got to say, you didn't get the answer anyway. You said Mars and Venus. The answer, or correct answer, is... So, Surah, Christian, and Eamon were the ones who got it correct. Karen and Amy, you got it incorrect. However, Karen, your answer came in, I'm looking at it right now, at 11:59. Disqualification. But you didn't get it anyway. But nice try. You got one. You got Venus. But you didn't get it anyway. Rules are rules. I think it was Amy that happened to once, you know, got it, came in a bit too anxious. You know, you hear that button at 11:59, you got to see the countdown. As soon as it says, you know, bang, send it. And make sure you got a quick internet, because I have a feeling, because Surah, Amy, and Christian all came in 0000. So it's literally seconds that are splitting you here. Something tells me that the internet connection may have something to do with that. I would assume, I could be wrong, but I would assume so. Depends what platform you're sending it from. I don't know. Anyway, Surah, congratulations, you won it. The answer was Venus and Jupiter are the two planets that govern dolphins. Dolphins. Okay, people, I'm going to ask a question. I ask a question. The answer has to be next week from 12 midnight UK time. So adjust your clocks wherever you are on planet Earth. Adjust your clocks from 12 midnight UK time next week, Wednesday, and then I'll announce the winner the following Wednesday. This is the question. What planet rules envy? What planet rules envy? For those of you who are listening, the email where you send the answer is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. What planet rules envy? To be envious of somebody. What planet rules envy? The Lunar Lounge podcast next week, Wednesday at midnight. Send your answers in. Proud winner. £30. Could be good for your Christmas. Get the answer in. What planet rules envy? Congratulations to Surah. Also to Christian as well, got it right. And also Eamon also got it right as well. Three of you got it right. It was just the timing, really. Other than that, you're on the button. Cool stuff. What else I was going to say? Yeah, that's that. Tarot card of the week. Is that what we're dealing with now? I think so. Something along that line. Where you at? Don't know where you at. Tarot card of the week. There you go. So tarot card of the week. What else is happening? Well, we're coming to the end of the year. I'm going to be giving a talk on 2026. I will be letting you know the date next week. It's probably going to be towards the end of December, right? So do watch out for that. Got some very interesting info for about 2026. What's going to be happening? Planetary alignments. Looking at the numerology also as well. Yeah. So, yeah, going to be a good evening. Yes, recording will be available if you cannot attend the live, but, you know, watch out for that. Okay. Astrology courses. I think the Black Friday thing's still on, you know. I think. could push it as far as we could go. Yeah, the Black Friday thing's still on. Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be changing soon, so do watch out for that. Okay, listen, Tarot Card of the Week. Let's have a look at what's coming up here for us. What is it that we can look forward to? What is it? What is it? What's it going to be, man? Let's cut it here. What do we got? Ooh, I like this one. The Ace of Swords, baby. Ace of Swords. We do like the Ace of Swords, don't we? Of course we do. How can you not like the Ace of Swords? That's what it's about. Clean cuts. Execution. What is the meaning of this card? What can we expect over the course of the next week? This is about new way of thinking, new ideas, planning, strategy. This card is about cutting yourself away from things which have been holding you back, keeping you stagnant, keeping you in the unknown, your fears, your insecurities. This card is saying over the course of the next week, we need to cut as much things as we can. Now, that's very appropriate for this time of year, right? Because we're coming to the end of the year. We've got, what, how many weeks left? What, 2-3 weeks left, right? 3 weeks left. It's really telling us here that, you know, start cutting, right? Getting us prepared for that new year, 2026. It's upon us. So this is what it's all about. Strategizing, learning, communicating, connecting, networking, you know, moving forward, but executing something in our life that will propel us to move forward and give us the advantage that we've always sought in life. This is what this card is telling us. Ace of Swords, brilliant card, card of the week. New mind, new way of thinking. Testamente. New mind, yeah? New mind, new body. But this one is, yeah. Mente. Mente is mind, isn't it? Latin. Any Latin speaking people here? Yeah, mente. Mente, mind. We have to have a new mind. Move it forward. This is what it's all about. Ace of Swords. So watch out for that. So that's the tarot card of the week. What else? Bringing the show to an end. I want to thank each and every single one of you. I will be back next week, of course, same place, same time, right here on the Lunar Lounge show. What's that? Yeah. Right here on the Lunar Lounge show. What else did I want to say? I think there was something else I wanted to say, but I completely forgot. Completely skipped my mind. F9 is in the building. How are you doing? Marta? I don't know how to pronounce that name. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Although I'm just about to end and about to head out. Got people to see, you know, things to do. You know how it goes. Busy. No rest for the wicked. And trust me, I must be wicked because there's surely no rest for me around this time. Shout out to Trisha Smith. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Live Show. Even though you've come in just as I'm about to finish, I'm just waffling on, really. People, have a good week. Looking forward to the festive season. Shout out to my Jewish people out there. Got Hanukkah coming up, you know, for those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, that's all coming up, Christmas coming up, you know, for those of you, we've got the winter solstice coming up, you know, for those of you who practice more Saturnalia, winter season, Christmas, New Year's upon us, we know what time it is. It's that festive season. It's the end of the old, in with the new. Before we step into the month of January. You know, the month of January was named after one of the Roman gods, Janus, the two-headed deity, right? So he had two heads, one looking left, one looking right. which symbolized, hence why January is the first, you know, month of the year, right? Of the solar calendar year, because it was to symbolize, Janus was the head looking left, was the year that was gone, to see us out through, and while the other head was what's coming the year ahead, right? This is what it's all about. So we're seeing the year out right now. You know, we're at that time, you know, it's end of the old, in with the new. There's always a new. Every minute, every second, there's something new. There's a new energy. Every day is a new day. You know, every week is a new week. Every month is a new month. Every year is a new year. Every decade, every millennium, and so on and so forth. There's always, there's various cycles. Life is cyclical, not linear. Right? So let us be mindful that, yeah, we are at a time where collectively we're letting go of something, and we're about to step into a whole new world. It looks exciting. The future is bright. The future is orange. And when I say the future is orange, I was not referring to Donald Trump. he does look a bit orange, doesn't he? you know, I think he's just got some extra tanning lotion. Sometimes it just looks ridiculous. Like, come on, man. So tone it down a bit. It is what it is, though. Yeah, the future is bright. The future is orange. That's not an advert for orange. Orange doesn't exist anymore, do they? The phone company. Surely they're packed up. Never heard of them. I ain't heard of them for years. But the future is bright. The future is orange. Always look to a brighter future. No matter what is going on in your life, how difficult, your trials, your tribulations, your difficulties, your mountains, right? We all have mountains in our life. No matter what is happening, it's a phase. No condition is permanent, although it never seems like that when you're in it. That is the truth. When you are in these difficulties, it seems like, oh my God, this is forever. It's going on forever. Yes, that is true. It's not easy. Shout out to Dinah. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. What time do you call this? I know. You're enjoying yourself in lovely Dubai. We envy you. shout out to Khan. Khan Minojul. Is it Minojul? Probably pronouncing it incorrectly, knowing me. But what time do you call this? It's the end of the show. So just as I say, everything is a phase. We all will have our ups and downs. Nobody escapes that. And if there's one lesson that Saturn ever teaches, it's patience. Just, it's not easy, but got to stay patient. Everything will happen, can happen, will happen in due time. On that note, people, I have come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you for participating.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. It means that we've reached that time. I want to thank each and every single one of you who have participated.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Those of you watching on YouTube, leave a comment, leave a like, subscribe. The YouTube is getting better and better. I'm getting more ratings. I'm getting emails every month from YouTube, you know, telling me. So it's good. It's good. I like that. Keep it going. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You can also listen to the recording. The recording's available on all podcast platforms. Thank you, Geraldine. Thanks for being a part of the show. But yeah, keep spreading the word. Keep supporting. I really, and 2026, this podcast,
welcome to the new.
It already is international, but you know what I mean. We're going global. We're gonna spread like a virus. This show is gonna be bigger than COVID. It is what it is. Tiffany, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week yourself. Thank you all for your support. You have been listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge. with myself, Israella Josie, and I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.